speaking in tongues. If there's one thing this church is known for, is speaking in tongues. And we must understand it inside out. We must. So I want us to start from this simple part of it tonight. I have, my head is full of the word of God that I want to dish out, but let's just start from the simple part. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have you ever read Acts chapter 2? Let's go there. Acts chapter 2. You know, many times, long time ago, I get confused when I read Acts chapter 2. And they said that the Holy Ghost came. But when he came, what happened? What happened when he came? Look at verse 8. He said, how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? On the day of Pentecost, they spoke in tongues, and the tongues in the new language, and the language was they were speaking were actually the languages of the people listening. So every time I read that place, I say, this is my tongue. Why is it that I'm not speaking? There are many things that confuse us when it comes to speaking in tongues. And we must understand them. We must understand them. And tonight, the Holy Spirit will give you understanding in Jesus' name. The interesting thing about speaking in tongues is that there are different manifestations. Say with me, different manifestations. And let me show you quickly in the word of God that I'm not speaking from my head. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is loaded. It's a chapter where it talks about the body of Christ and that it compares the body of Christ to your body. To your body. Your body has different parts. The body of Christ has different parts. The Bible said the church is the building of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. The church is God's building. But in 1 Peter 2, 5, he said you are what? Lively stones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole church is a body. But there are individuals in that body. And they are the stones that forms this building. Hallelujah. And in this place too, he's trying to tell us that as different parts of your body has different functions, so also in the church of Jesus Christ, there is no one that is useless. Help me preach to somebody, there is no one that is useless. Tell him or her, you are not useless. There is a call of God upon your life. There is a gifting of God upon your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 12, verse 4, we won't go there, but you can look at it. He said, having therefore gifting. Say to yourself, I'm gifted. God, in this body that we call the church, there are different giftings based on different graces. And they are based on different calls. You have to understand that. If you don't understand that, you will miss where we are going in the next few weeks. In this body of God, of Christ, you don't call yourself. You don't call yourself. If you call yourself, it's a different thing. You can do your own thing. But God called you. And when he called you, what did he give you? Different giftings. Based on different graces. And as your grace increases, the giftings get sharper, deeper. A man can speak and say, there's somebody there sitting in blue dress and tell the name. How did he get there? The grace has increased. The gift has sharpened. And he knows things by the Spirit of God. Brethren, tonight, you must understand that there is a call of God upon your life. You must understand that you are gifted. You must understand that it is your responsibility to develop that gifting. So that what? So that grace may increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But that's not where I'm going this evening. That's not where I'm going. Let's look at verse. You are in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, aren't you? Let's look at verse 27, 28. You in Winning Faith Assembly, Foursquare, you are the body of Christ. And there are individual members. Damilola Ayodeji is an individual member of the body of Christ at Foursquare, Itire Road. Hallelujah. Go on. God has already appointed different people in the church. Do you see that language? It's God that appointed them. It's not the pastor. It's not Foursquare. It's God. Hallelujah. Go on. Apostles. Prophets. Teachers, miracles, gifts of healings, evangelists, helps, administrators, varieties of tongues. That's okay. I want you to underline varieties of tongues. Varieties of diverse tongues, different manifestations of the same tongue that we speak. That's why he said varieties of tongues. He said the gift of the Holy Spirit is given so that you and I may profit thereby. He said the manifestation of the Spirit is like this. What is manifestation? The showing forth. The way you will know the Holy Spirit is somewhere. Something will happen, will show forth, and you will know. This is the Holy Spirit. Prophecies will come. Word of knowledge will come. Gifts of healings will come. Then you know that assembly. Holy Spirit manifested. Hallelujah. But we are talking today about what? Varieties of tongue. Tell somebody it's not one type only. It's not one type only. Actually, this tongue, there are four different manifestations of this tongue. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. There is the one that we all know. You just decide to pray and you start to pray. You just decide to pray and you are praying. You are praying in tongues. Igasakarabaya, lando yewuri, indakebo, bobo, yewuri. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's go there. What does it say? 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 4. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. He who speaks how? In a tongue does what? He edifies himself. He edifies himself. He builds his spirit up. He edifies himself. And somewhere in there, the same scripture said, I will do what? Sing. I will pray in the spirit. I will pray in my understanding. He said, I am the one that is making the decision. Do you understand? I will pray in the spirit. I will pray in my understanding also. I will sing in the spirit. I will sing in my understanding also. Which means the first manifestation is the tongue for what? Edification. Write it down. The first manifestation of tongues is what? The tongue for edification. Tongues for edification. This is the only manifestation that you can start on your own. Because they confuse us. We get confused. They apply the same law to everything. For a long time, people tell you, you cannot pray in tongues until the Holy Spirit moves. You cannot pray in tongues. That's not tongues. But the Bible says, I will pray. Brother Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. I will pray. I am the one taking the initiative. I'm the one taking the decision. Hallelujah, somebody. What's the first manifestation of tongues? Tongues for personal edification. That's the first manifestation. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's what we call the prayer language. Hallelujah. Now, there is another tongue that blesses the church. If you pray in tongues in your room, you are edifying yourself. You can also come to the church and pray in tongues and edify yourself. But there is a particular manifestation of tongues that will come upon you. It will come upon you. It's not you now. But of course, you have started praying because you want to pray. Okay? The Holy Spirit doesn't force anybody. It doesn't jump on anybody. So, we've started with the basic. I am praying in tongues. I get to the assembly of God. I am praying in tongues. And we are worshiping. But suddenly, there is an urgency in me. And I begin to pray in tongues. And to pray in tongues. The tongue is now coming different from what I'm used to. And then there is somebody in the church who has the gift of interpretation. He knows that what I am doing now is not praying for myself to edify myself. I am giving a message from God to who? To the church. And once that person who has the gift of interpretation interprets those tongues, what does it become? It becomes a prophecy to the church. So the second manifestation of tongues is what? Tongues for interpretation. That's the best way to put it. Now, this one is not the one you can just do on your own. In fact, the rest three we will discuss is not the things you can do on your own. The Holy Spirit is the initiator. The Holy Spirit moves you. There is somebody praying under the unction, and there is another person in the same assembly, or even the same person that gives the interpretation. That tongue now becomes a blessing to who? To the assembly. That tongue becomes a prophecy to the assembly. That tongue is the mind of God for that assembly at that time. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. And that has happened before in this place, in the camp. It's happened before. The problem we seem to have is that a lot of us are not bold enough to step out to interpret. The tongues will come, but you have to step out by faith. He said, if you have the gift of prophecy, you prophesy according to what? Your faith. If it is ministry, it's according to your faith. If it's giving, the same thing. So, second thing is tongue for interpretation. The third one, let's go to Romans 8, verse 26. All of us, we know this scripture very well. And a lot of time, people do this in the flesh. Romans 8. I like Romans 8. Romans 8, 26. Let's go there. What does it say?
Likewise.
The Spirit also helps. Underline the word helps there. That's a supernatural help. Hallelujah, somebody. We don't know what we should pray for
As we ought.
The Spirit himself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Holy Spirit does what? Supposing my son is going for an interview. One of them just did his master's presentation. Okay, supposing I know my daughter or my son is going for an interview. I can pray in my understanding. And you can pray in your understanding. What will you pray in your understanding? That, okay, that interview must be successful. He must speak wisdom. He must have favor before the examiners and the interviewers. That's in your understanding. But supposing before he gets there, the devil has planned something that you don't even know. Then, you need help. Tell somebody you need help. Now, you see the meaning of the word infirmity. There is a weakness. There is an inability for you to get results. Infirmity is your inability to get a divine result. Don't forget that you are made like God. And you have the power of God where? In your spirit. Yet, there is a situation now that defeats you. You don't even know what is happening. And yet you have the Holy Spirit. That's when he comes in. That's when he comes in. You are praying for your son in your understanding. Then you started praying. You just find there was an example the pastor gave a long time ago about a day, you know, the unction just came upon him that he should be praying. And he was there praying. What was happening? Sister Doyin was taking the car somewhere and there was what? An accident. Of course, the pastor did not know that there would be an accident. But somebody woke up his spirit and said, now is the time for you to pray. Pray. So my son is going for an interview. And the devil has planned to, before he gets there, maybe let a truck run down his car. God forbid. That's where I need the Holy Spirit help. Not only to know what to pray and how to pray it. And that help will come by, you know, the Holy Spirit. Groaning is not just noise, oh, because people think that groaning is groaning is just not just noise that you can make on your own. Groaning is a deep spiritual dissatisfaction. Your spirit knows something and is dissatisfied. Dissatisfied. Look at Romans 8:22 or 8:23. 22, I believe. Look at. We that are born again, we also do what? Yes. We groan. The Bible is saying that a situation can come to you. It's come to me many times. You see, there's a woman on the street in the road I pass to walk every day. It has a big swelling on the face like this. Every time I see that woman, oh, I get angry inside me. You know why I get angry? I said, this woman begging for money for surgery. I can just lay hand on this swelling, and this swelling should do what? That's groaning. There's a spiritual dissatisfaction. And when the Holy Spirit also, who knows the blueprint of God for your life, the Holy Spirit was there when God created you. The Holy Spirit was there when God plans your life. At this stage, at this age, he will enter into this ministry. He will be doing this. In the year 2012, Sister Bumi, she will be flying to London to evangelize. That's what is written in the book. The Holy Spirit knows that. Now, you don't know that. The Holy Spirit now will come with groaning, with help for you to pray. You are already praying in tongues. Don't forget. You are already praying in tongues. And then he will now come to help you to bath. Groaning is to bath. It's a deep release of what? Spiritual energy. Today, I just want you to understand the different manifestation. As we get experience and understanding, it will be clearer. It will be clearer. I can tell you that. God can put a burden on somebody to pray for another person who is involved in a wahala that the person does not even know. God wakes you up at night. You don't even know. It doesn't tell you, but you have this burden that you must pray. And you begin to labor and groan and pray and pray. And you don't even know what you are praying for, because you are speaking to God. You see, God has gone past your understanding. And you find out that later, that hour you are praying, somebody came and said, that same hour, I am in this trouble. And suddenly I was delivered. That is how the Holy Spirit helps. It gives you a burden. He helps you to pray. You don't know. You don't know how to pray. You don't even know what is happening. But he wakes you up. He wakes you up. Pray now. Hallelujah. So the third manifestation is what? Tongues for deep. What? Intercession. Tongues for deep intercession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lastly, the fourth manifestation is Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, where where I referred to before. In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Ghost came. The Bible says, and they began to speak in tongues. They began the speaking. And suddenly, the people who were around were doing what? They were hearing them. They understood them. They understood what they were saying. He said, these people are magnifying God. These people are speaking in my language. How come these people are able to speak my native language? Hallelujah. This is what we call tongues as a sign to who? Unbelievers. It's a sign to unbelievers. You know our normal tongues. The normal tongues can never be a sign to unbelievers. In fact, they will run out and say, what's this people speak? We don't understand you. But in this manifestation, what happens? The Holy Ghost goes beyond your intellect. Goes beyond your understanding. It bypasses your intellect and gives you a language that you have never studied, that you don't even know anything about, so that you can do what? So that you can preach, so that you can teach, so that you can testify about Jesus Christ. is called tongues for as a sign to who? Unbelievers. And it's happened many times before from the books I read. A man of God was in a radio station. Can you believe it? They were just interviewing him in a radio station. And they were interviewing him. He was answering the question. And suddenly, he just began to speak in tongues. And then stopped. He was even embarrassed that, these people now, they don't even believe in these tongues that I'm speaking. How will they react now? Do you know that they phone into that radio? The man has almost finished and was about to go. Somebody phoned in. He said, man of God, don't go yet. Something has just happened. He said, what happened? He said, there is a woman who just phoned in now that you were speaking in Spanish. And you were giving her instructions of what to do concerning her illness. And that she has just done it and she's healed. Oh, Kasaya Baraba Kasalegede Boyeuri, E Makuna Makusakari Boyende. The man did not know that he spoke Spanish. They were the one telling him that this old Spanish language that you spoke was a message to somebody who was listening on the radio concerning her health. And you just told her what to do concerning that, and she did it. And she's completely healed. Hallelujah, somebody. The same man of God was preaching in a place, and there were men sitting in the congregation. Suddenly, after the journey, they said, where did you learn the old French that you use? There were two people in the congregation disturbing him. In fact, he was getting angry. They were talking to one another. It's as if they were conversing about what he was preaching. He said he was getting angry that, if these people want to preach now, let them come. I said, after the service, he said, you are speaking French? The man said, I speak French. When? He said, during the... He said, okay, I will ask God for a raise. Hallelujah. This is called tongues as a sign to unbelievers. These last three, tongues for interpretation, tongues for deep spiritual intercession, and tongue as a sign to unbelievers, is not something we can do on our own. It's the Holy Spirit that initiates this one. But the first one, tongue for personal edification, is the one that everybody and anybody should do. Why? Let's talk about the benefits of tongues for personal edification. Because once you know that this thing is beneficial, nobody will need to convince you that you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Many people come to this assembly and we see them. You pray for them. You know there's something inside of them that does not want to even receive that baptism. Wrong teaching and the fact that maybe I'm going too deep or I committed sin last night. They just don't understand. And they hold back from being blessed. Now, what are the benefits of tongues for personal edification? Number one, it releases the plans of God into our spirit. I want you to write them down like I've spoken it. Releases the plan of God to our spirit. John 16, verse 13 to 14. Let's go there. I said before that if you read Psalm 139, the psalmist said, you saw my body before they were formed. in the womb. And before any day of my life came to pass, you have written down in your book the days fashioned for me. Psalm 139, I think it's about verse 14 or 16 there. You can go and read it yourself. That is, when God created you, God has a divine plan for your life. Thank God in this rhapsody there is a topic on natural destiny and divine destiny. Natural destiny is what you do because of who you are, where you are born. Your father is a rich man, he has a company, and you went to school. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to the judgment seat of Christ, nobody will ask you that. They will ask you, how much did you fulfill the plan of God for your life? Tonight, brethren, if there's anything I can challenge you with, take serious. God has an expectation for your life because he has invested so much in your life. Ephesians 1:17-18, they said, I want God to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know the hope of his calling. There is an expectation. There is a dividend of democracy that God is expecting from your life because he's invested so much. He has an expectation from your life. Okay? So, when you pray in tongues, you are praying what? The plans and the purposes of God for your own life. And I refer to John 16:13-14. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk about himself. The Holy Spirit talks about what he hears. Where did he hear it? When they were doing the meeting in heaven about your life. He will guide you into things to come. He will guide you into all truths. That's what he's talking about. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. The plans and the purposes of God for your life. Number two, the Holy Spirit gives us greater understanding of the revelational knowledge already contained in the Word of God. This has happened to me many times. Many times. They will be leading, or we are praying, or worshiping God, and the Holy Spirit is telling me about a verse. And if you observe me sometimes, I'll take my Bible, I write it inside the Bible. My Bible is full of such revelations. He will just give you, just suddenly understand that this is what he's talking about. What is revelation? Revelation is unveiling. You take the veil off, you know? Something is covered. The Holy Spirit takes the veil off. Suddenly, understanding dawns in your mind. And you say, wow, I've looked at this scripture many times. I didn't know it like this. Yes, that's revelation. He said the things that are revealed belong to us and to our generation. Hallelujah. Revelational knowledge. Revelational knowledge. Don't forget that revelation is the way the Holy Spirit speaks to us. You have been praying in the Spirit and you are looking at your situation. You are looking at the outside to see results. And you are wondering, where is all this praying in tongues? I'm not seeing anything outside. But something is happening where? Inside. It's a prayer that must be answered. But who is doing the prayer? Your spirit. The answer comes to where? Your spirit. That's why faith is built up. There is revelation in your spirit. But all this, after some time, will begin to manifest on the outside. Because people will begin to notice that when Sister Bumi prays now, Sister Bumi is sharp. Hey, she prays. He knows what to pray. How does he know that I have this problem? And she prays. Many people have said that to me. How do you know? I say, I don't know. Somebody knows. Number three, when you pray in tongues, you are praying for some needs in your life that you are not even aware of. Especially to fulfill divine destiny. When you pray in tongues, Pastor said something about somebody who has prayed the next 30 years of his life. Oh, the man has prayed all the things he will require for the next 30 years. Hallelujah. But you are praying for some things you don't even know you need. But you need them. How? To fulfill purpose. Okay, maybe you are supposed to be a pastor. And you don't love people. It's not your fault. You just don't love crowd. And God has penciled that you will be a pastor. When you begin to pray in tongues, what happens? That love of God that is already in your heart begin to come out. Begin to manifest. All the fleshly wahala that is keeping you from loving the brethren, that one begins to die. Romans 8:13 says something. If you mortify the flesh by the Spirit, this is not something you can do in your own will. It's the Holy Spirit that will help you to remove this. We are still coming to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a prayer in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, about verse 20. He said the Holy Spirit will make you complete to do His will. I said complete. I am complete. Why is he praying like that? I am complete now. Bible says I'm complete in Him. But the prayer, the same Paul, say He will make you complete to do His will. Maybe you need wisdom in that next job that you are going to. Maybe you need patience. Maybe, I don't know. There is something that you need to fulfill that next assignment. He will make you complete. He will add that grace to your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number four. Oh, this is beautiful. Develops our character. Develops our character. Removes the fleshly impurities. You know, when you are born again, you come with all sorts of baggage, like me. Oh, all sorts of baggage. There was so much lust in my heart. Hallelujah. Lust, deep one. But after staying under the ministry of this man of God, and I learned how to pray in tongues, I just found that, you know, after some time, I just found that it doesn't bother me. It doesn't interest me. I say, what is happening? Is it the word that I am hearing? Or no, the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:13. Let's read it now. Let's read it. These are the things we tend to do in our own ability. I have a friend in those days. Born again, but they don't understand all this concept. They were doing everything in their power. In their power. Oh, I'm sorry to say this. After some time, these are the people we look up to. The guy fell. From ordinary, he just fell. I had to relocate. I remember a time when we were doing medical evangelism here. One man came here. And he was a deacon in his church. And I was praying for him. And by the Spirit of God, I just said, yeah, you have this problem, you have this problem, let's pray about them. He said, it's true, it's true, it's true. I fell for him. He was a deacon. He still had so many wahala in his life, lost, going around with girls in the church. He was telling me, I felt embarrassed and sorry for him. But the Holy Spirit does what? Put to death the deeds of the flesh. Suddenly you after some time you don't find them again. You don't even know that you are like that before. It's not only the deeds of the flesh, even the deeds of the mind, jealousy, anger, greed. Even there is what he calls the deeds of the spirit. I say, I thought my spirit is clean. It's born after God. But it's in the Bible. 2 Corinthians. He said he will clean you from the deaths of the spirit. What is the deaths of the spirit? Doctrinal errors. Doctrinal errors. You can sit in a place and know that this man of God, this thing, it get as it be. It's not correct. It's not correct. Doctrinal errors. Because that one goes to your spirit. Cleanses you from that. Hallelujah. But we are talking about the deeds of the flesh. And many of us need this one. You are wondering why you are still behaving like this. Why you are still cantankerous. Why you are still fighting that neighbor. What's the antidote? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Brethren, the Bible says in John 15, where our brother read, John 15, 2, he said, if the branch does not produce fruit, what will he do? He will remove it. Being fruitless is opposite to the life of God. But if you produce one small fruit, what will happen? He will prune you. You know what pruning is? He will begin to cut some of the deaths of something's pushing your branch down. Cause them up. It's not easy. It's not easy. There are some things we do. We are not aware of them, or we don't want to say that we do them. But when the pruning comes, your spirit, your conscience will just suddenly know that this thing is not good. He first of all wakes up your spirit in that building process. He wakes up your spirit. The spirit of man is what? Is the candle of the light. When the Holy Spirit puts his light there, he begins to search the depths that you hide. Searching where? All the inward parts of the belly. He begins to search. You can't hide from him. You can hide from the pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people wants to speak in tongues tonight? Let's be up on our feet. Let's be up on our feet. We need to pray in the spirit now. We need to. We need to. In this assembly, it must not be said that we are trying to convince you to speak in tongues. There is somebody who knows the mind of God for your life. There is somebody who never prays in unbelief. There is somebody who will always pray right. There is somebody who is one step ahead of the devil. That person is the Holy Spirit. Won't you want that person to pray with you? Hallelujah. Let's just magnify him in tongues. Hallelujah.